If you've got a topic that you'd like Monty to cover in the future, text it to us at 336-1612 or email it to live@kbrx.com. Here is Monty Larson's Owl Pellets for Wednesday, August 19th. Parliamentary Procedure Trivial Facts. Parliamentary procedure sounds pretty official, does it? Well, what is it? It's the common process and protocol used to conduct efficient and organized meetings. Parliamentary procedure was started in 1581 in an effort to bring civility and order to Parliament proceedings in England. Sir Thomas Smith was the original founder. In the United States, we follow the rule book known as Robert's Rules of Order, currently on the 12th edition. The first edition was written by U.S. soldier Henry M. Roberts in 1876. And under parliamentary procedure, only one item of business may be on the floor open for debate at a time. That's why we have an agenda. A properly managed meeting should open the floor for a motion before debate or discussion. And by the way, that's probably the most abused rule in local boards and organizations. The maker of the motion has the right for the first debate and cannot speak against the motion they have made. A person can second a motion and still be opposed to the motion. Most motions do require a second. A main motion without a second dies for lack or want of a second. So that's why when you hear make a motion, do you second it? Yep. Most rules of debate allow each member up to two debates on a motion unless a motion to extend or limit debate is passed. The gavel, you see that at a lot of meetings, is the symbol of authority in the meeting room. And did you know that there's different taps that you can use with a gavel? So here they are. Gavel taps in their meeting. One tap means a ruling has been made or request members to be seated. Two taps means the meeting is in order. Posey reports in order. Three taps means all members rise. Four or more taps restores order in the meeting room if it gets a little out of control. All members should rise to address the chairperson or president at a meeting. And fixed time to adjourn and adjourn are the highest ranking motions and can be made at any time. So a member could make a motion to adjourn at any time during the course of a meeting. And if the majority of members vote to adjourn, the meeting is adjourned. Thus, meetings should be managed effectively and efficiently, or they may be over. So there you go. A little information on parliamentary procedure. And thanks to Monty Larson for our Wednesday Owl Pellets and our thought for the day.